We're learning Mishnah Brura Simin Tav Lamed Vav. We are by Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. Today is November 15th. It's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Good Chodesh, everyone. So, let's just give a quick chazara that we've been discussing here in Sif Aleph, that if a person leaves, depending on if he leaves within 30 days before Pesach or after 30 days, before 30 days of Pesach, will obligate him to do the Bedikah. If it's within 30 days, Chazal said you have to do Bedikah. If it is before 30 days, Chazal said that you are not mechuy to do Bedikah. That's what we've been discussing until now. The Mechaber says now, it's at the end of the first line, second line, in the Dershu edition, V'chein, Ha'ayse beisei oitzer, Toish chloishim yoim, Zakuk livdoik, V'achakach koinis oitzare l'soichar. What does this mean? A person takes his house, and he cleans out, he wants to turn his house into a storage room. So he's mechuyah to do bedikah because we're saying it's within 30 days of Pesach. Cleans out his house, removes the items, does his bedikah, then he uses this house as a storage room. Says the Mishmar Sif Kanyan Aleph, Oitzer, v'afilu ein shom chametz yadua, ela shum makom shenishtamishem chametz. Even if you don't know for sure if you have chametz there, but it's a place that at times you use this place for putting chametz there, you have to do the bedikah. V'at roitz la'niach shom tavua, now, you want to use this area for tvua, for grain, or for wood. You want to store things there, whatever it might be. Zakuk livdoik sif kod nir beis, you have to do a bedika. Va'afilo ein daito lefanoisoi ad achar pesach. And even if your intention is not to empty out this storage room until after Pesach, you still have to do bedika. Why? Because you should not, the chametz should not be seen on Pesach. Afilo hachi. In other words, let me read it again. Afilo ein daita lefanoisi ad achar Pesach shlo yira chametz bePesach. The comma sometimes, I don't know if it should have been there. The chametz will not be seen by you. You will not transgress lo yira lecho chametz. You still have to clean it out. Afilo hachi chalal avchaves bedikum mikoydem kevin shu toich shloishim. You still have to do bedikah since it's within 30 days of Pesach. And if you did not check beforehand, in other words, before you filled up this room with the wood, you hear this? Take out everything you filled up in there and clean it out first, do your bedika, and then put it back in. Now, the Mechaber tells us, Koidim shloishim yoim, im daito lefanoisei koidim ha-pesach, tsorich livdoik, v'achakach ha-yisei yoitzer. Tsorich livdoik, sif koin yagim, shechoshu chachamim, shema yas lefanoisei koidim lel yidalit. Chazal were concerned, I might come to Shema Yasla Fanoisa to come to clean it out before the 14th. Lo Yigmar Fanoisa, I won't finish. Eli Yishar mi menu pachas mi gaiva shloshet tfachim mechusa ala chametz. What's going to happen is like this. I want to remove the wood that I put in there before Pesach. I want to remove it before Pesach. But, you know, sometimes you have a little pile left on the ground. The concern is, this pile is not three tefachim high, which we learned earlier, that when you have a wall that collapses, and the wall had chametz underneath the wall now, under the rubble. If the wall is already three tefachim high, you don't have to... I'm going to keep you on the phone so you can hear me while the computer's going on, okay? Okay, you're welcome. We are. So once again, if the pile is more than three tefachim high, you do not have to check underneath the pile, because we're saying when the wall, the rubble falls down, we're not concerned of the chametz underneath it. Here, the concern is in the sif katan yud gimel that elo yishayim men apachos migoyva shloshet tefachim mechus ala chametz. You're going to have a pile less than three tefachim on top of the chametz. The shuv loy havikim avoyer. Then it does not have a status of being destroyed. And afterwards, when Lel Yedalad comes, meaning the night of the 14th, Yishkach al hachametz shetachas oitzer kemish mechutz minayin. You're going to forget about the chametz which is underneath this pile. Why? Well, it's a perfect example. Here, I put this in front of me so I won't forget. And I still forgot. So, of course, when you have things covered up, you'll definitely forget about it, says the Mishnah Berurah. So that's why you have to make sure you check and clean everything out beforehand. Sif Kodin Yedalad, Ve'ein, Ve'im Ein, Chulei Kodin Pesach. What he's talking about, let's just get the flow here. Im Daiti Lefanoise Kodin Pesach, Tzarech Livdoik, Ve'achakach Oisei Oitzer, Ve'im Ein, Daiti Lefanoise Kodin Pesach, Ein Oitzarech Livdoik. When do you want to remove this wood from the storage room? Ela lachar Pesach. You want to clean it out after Pesach. That's when you want to remove it. Sifkan tezvav. Ein etzarech livdoik. De koidim shloishim yoim ein cholav choyves habediko. V'achakach kishenase. And afterwards, when you made the oitzer, it's like it's destroyed. What's he talking about? Before 30 days, Chazal did not require you to do a bedika. So if you have, and then you make your storage room, once again, the case was you turned your house into a storage room, you're not mechuyev to check anything else, because it's just like the case of the mapoilus, the wall falling down in the chametz. It's enough just to do bittul chametz when Pesach comes. Because of Magen Avram, all of this is by chametz which you don't know about. This whole discussion is by chametz she'en yadua. Our chametz yadua, but in case of chametz yadua, sarich levare metchila, you have to mevare the chametz. You have to destroy it. V'yesh mekila nafila b'chametz yadua, and those who are lean, there are those who lean to even by chametz yadua. Kanal v'sif kanhei. Let's see the Ramah now. The Ramah says like this: V'oitzer chitim, a storage room that contains chitim. Sheyesh chitim mechumatzim bekarkoyes abor. There is chitim. Thank you. Mechumatzim, which is chametzdik, on the bottom of a pit. Im nasa ha'oitzer shloishim yoim koydim haPesach ein ezakel levar. If this storage room of grains was made 30, but more than 30 days before Pesach, you do not have to do your bedika. When we say levar, it's synonymous to bedika. El mevatla beliboy v'daya, you just have to mevatla in your heart, and that's enough. Mihula achar Pesach. However, after Pesach, kishim mefane ho'itzer, when you clean out the storage room, also lehanos mi'os and chitim, it's forbidden to get hana from this chitim. Bim ein sham chametz yedua el esavik. If you don't have, definitely have chametz there. It's only a doubt whether there's chametz there. Mota limkor ha'oitzer, you can sell the oitzer, kach biyachad, you can sell the storage room and anything that's in it together to the non-Jew. Siv kodin tazayin in the Mishnah Berurah. The case is, the Ramah is saying, when the case where you have chitim uchumatzim, grains that became chametzdik. Hayinu shohayu shom chitim uchumatzim, you have chita, this wheat which became chametz, and afterwards you put the items that are called the wood that you're storing in this room on top of the grain. Nonetheless, you still do not have to destroy this chametz first. Because the oitzer was made more than 30 days before Pesach. What should you do? You should mevatel it. You should nullify the chametz before Pesach. However, avolim hiniach hachitim, But if you put the chitim, v'achakach nischamsu achitim, milachus abor, and then the chitim becomes chometzdik because of the moistness of the pit, even if when you put the grains, even if it was within 30 days, ain't sarach lefanoisai. Why? Why is it if it's within 30 days, you still don't have to? Normally we say within 30 days of Pesach, you do have to remove the chametz. Because the b'shar she'niach achitim adayin lo yashem chametz. Because when you put the grains in the ground in this pit, they weren't chametzdik. That was before 30 days. Now within 30 days, it became chametzdik afterwards. V'achshav havikach chametz she'nafal ma'poilas v'kol she'ken k'she'ir sovek im nischamsu v'yatonim k'nim Pesach. It's just like a case when a wall falls down on top of chametz. If it's before 30 days, and in this case over here, you put down the grains, you do not have to do the bedikah. If there are any questions or lack of clarity, please let me know. I want to make sure it's clear. He says here in number 9 that why don't you have to do your bedikah? Once again, the case was you put your grain in there, the grains became chametzdik within the 30 days of Pesach. You still don't have to do it, a bedikah. You still don't have to mevar it, destroy it. Says number 9 in the dishu, Sheboifin Zeh Yesh Svek Sveka. There's a double doubt. Double doubt, Svek Sveka is a terminology in the halacha. Some kufyud of your day discusses this in other places, of course. Shemo l'nischam. So maybe it didn't become chametz. We're saying maybe the grain did. Maybe it didn't become chametzdik. And shemo l'nischamshu. And maybe it became moldy. It became spoiled. L'chein in sarach l'fanoisa. That's why these two reasons put together, the svek seika, you do not have to clean out your oitzer and find this chametz and destroy it. Osif kon yedzayin. Also l'honois. However, if the chametz was there over Pesach, you cannot derive benefit from it, says the Rama. The af the chametz enough love my poilus mut lehonis mehen lachar Pesach. Hachei garet fei. The Mishnah Brewer is asking a question. In the case when my wall collapses and underneath the rubble is chametz, in that case, I am permitted to derive benefit from the chametz after Pesach. Here is Gar Tvei. This case, I am not permitted to. So what's the difference? Why when the rubble, the chametz under the rubble, I can derive benefit? And why, in this case, I cannot? The Hossam, by the case of the wall falling down, ain't bedayt l'fanay sagal u'chatit achar Pesach. It's not my intention to search after this chametz afterwards and to get to the bottom of the pile to have the chametz. Aval kan, however, in this case, haloi dayt l'fanay sbayre achar Pesach. My intention is to clean out the storage room to get to the bottom of this after Pesach. And it's as if the person is intending to mevatel it and then to merit in it once again and to still get it back, which you can't do that. So he still wants that chametz. So that's why this chametz is also bahano even after Pesach. What's the eitzah? What do you do? How can you have a situation where you can still use this chametz? Poshut. It's obvious, says the Mishnah Brura. Sell everything to the non-Jew, then it's not your chametz after on Pesach, and you are permitted to derive benefit from this chametz after Pesach. Sif kod yudches. And if you don't have chametz that you know there for sure, rotzulayim beisha niach milamayla ha'oitzer, eina yedua im haya oz bekarki yisoy chitim mechumatzim v'vaday. At the time that you put sheniach milamayla ha'oitzer, that you put this wood on top of this chametz, and you do im hayaaz bekarkis achitim mechumatzim bevada. You didn't know for sure if these grains became chametzdik or not. Sifkon yites. So what do? You could sell the oitzer, everything together, and include maybe there's chametz there also. You can sell it after Pesach. There's no reason to be concerned for anything in regards to maybe there was chametz you're selling, maybe not. If you find it now that it is chametzdik, Shemol achar Pesach nasa. Maybe became chametz nik after Pesach. Va'aydin, furthermore, the Shema ein zu ela ipush v'hefsed v'loy chametz nechshavis. Maybe it's only an ipush. Maybe it's moldy, and it's spoiled, and it's not considered to be anything of worth value in regards to chametz. Okay, that was the long Sif Aleph. Let's move right along to Sif Beis. Technically, you can. That's what he said in at the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Oh, Pasha the Yochel Lamachra. Are you saying why he said L'chol Oitzer? Yeah. Technically, you can. You could just sell the chametz that you know is there. But here, I think we're talking about a case. You're not maybe. Let's say you're not sure if there's chametz there, right? Yeah. You can. That's right. That's true. You can. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Now, I just want to point out, many times, and this is a little introduction to Sif Beis, many times in the Mechaber you'll find in one Sif, he'll bring down one approach, and then he'll say, Yesh Oimrim, he'll bring another approach, which is contradictory to the first approach. He's not contradicting himself, he's bringing two different opinions. How do we paskin? Okay, now, the Mechaber in a different Sif, and here in Sif Beis, is bringing a Yesh Oimrim, which means he is disagreeing. We said a lot in Sif Aleph. He's disagreeing with part of what he said in Sif Aleph. Just so if you find this to be a little contradictory, you're like, don't worry about it, because we're saying two different things now. Yes?
I would say he's disagreeing, because he often brings those.
Well, you'll see he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Normally, the opinion when you have a Stam and Yesh Oimrim with the Makaber, he follows the
Well, yeah, but that's how we pass. And here we're just discussing the limud of it. Here you'll see that it's not what he said in earlier. Okay. Says the Mechaber Siv Beis, V'yesh Oimrim, there are those who say, the Kodem Shloshim Yoim, that before 30 days, She'enoi Tzarech Livdoik, that you do not have to check. When is this? Haydu Kesh'en Daita Lachzor B'Soicha Pesach. That's when you do not have intention to come back before Pesach. V'af Apisha Daita Lachzor Kodem Pesach, even though your intention is to come back. Yeah, okay, let's read that again. Thank you. Before 30 days, she'ein tzarech livdoik, you don't have to check. Haino, when is it that you don't have to check? K'she'ein daiti lachzor b'soich ha-pesach. Thank you. That's b'soich ha-pesach. I'll just interrupt myself for a second. You'll see that when I want to speak a little later by the Rosh Chodesh Suda, there's a tremendous gain of learning the Chabura, and this is something I'll be speaking about later. Shkoyach. You'll see what I mean. So here we're saying, Daita Lachzor B'Soich HaPesach. Your intention is to come back on Pesach. V'af HaPisha Daita Lachzor Koidim HaPesach. Now it's before Pesach. Oy Acher for afterwards. Einoi Tzarech Livdoik. You do not have to do Bedika, which is not what he said in Sif Aleph. Kevin Shu Koidim Shloishim, since it's more than 30 days, Uch Sheagia Pesach Yivatlenu, and when Pesach comes, you mevatel it. Avalim Daita Lachzor B'Soich HaPesach, but if your intention is to come back B'Soich HaPesach, during Pesach, Tzarech Livdoik Afil Rosh Hashanah. Even from Rosh Hashanah time, imagine that. You finish dipping the apple in the honey, and you take out your candle to do Bedika. Okay? After Rosh Hashanah, right?
Going to Florida,
right. If he just ends off over here, V'im Shachach V'loi Badak, and he forgot, and he did not do his Bedika, Yevatel Kishagia Pesach, Yishmevatel it when Pesach comes. Do not make the bracha on the bittul. We'll see the reasons for that. Like we learned earlier, a wife can also do the bedika and mevatel the chametz. Dilma yishkach levatel b'makom shehu, because he, the husband, might forget to mevatel where he is. Sif Kodin Chav. V'yesh Oimrim D'Kodem. Deyazu Bala Hakel. This opinion is coming to be more lenient as opposed to what we said previously. However, the words of the Mechaber seem to be a little unclear. What does this mean? The Mechaber means as follows. The Masha Amarnu, the Koidim Shloishim Yoim, Einay Tzarech Livdoik. This that we said, that before 30 days, Einay Tzarech Livdoik, you do not have to do Bedika. Hu Af Kishadaita Lachzer Koidim HaPesach. That's even if your intention is to come back before Pesach. Not like we said in Sif Aleph. Just as long as your intention is not to come back b'soich ha-pesach, on Pesach, then you would have to do the bedikah before you leave. The day is zu lo yisfir lo ma'ashikasa lal d'chayshin shema yovoy erev Pesach ben ha-shmoshes. This opinion is not concerned that you might come erev Pesach and you get delayed. That's why it's more lenient over here. That's why he's bringing yesh oimrim. Sifkon chafala v'kevan shu kaidim shloishim, since it's before 30 days. You don't have to do the bedikah. Avotayich shloishim, but if it's within 30 days, shechala lo av chayves ha-bedikah, when the obligation to do a bedikah begins already, af shedai to lachzul lebeisa, even though it's day, your das is to come back to the house, kaidim Pesach, chayishin shema yishtar v'lo yovoy. In the case when he wants to come back, when it's within Toich Shloshim Yoim, then we're concerned that he might be delayed. Baal Kein Tzarech Bedikah before he leaves, he has to do Bedikah before he sets out on his trip. Okvar Nispar Le'el B'Sefal, if we learned earlier, the Chol Zeh B'Mefarish La'yom V'yoyitz B'Shayar L'Derech R'Choyka, we explained in the Mishnah Brura, according to the Mishnah Brura, that this is all in under the category when you go on a faraway trip. Avo B'Derech K'Roiva V'Daday T'Lachzor K'Oidim HaPesach Lo'ich HaShinan. But when you're going to have a Derech K'Roiva, and you're not going too far, we're not concerned. There's some chinan deyivdai kishiyavai, and we'll say that we'll rely on the fact that he will do his bedikah when he comes home, since he's not going in a far distance. We said over from the Rabbi Tzin Avashol, the Orla Tzion. And nowadays, since we have a fast way of transportation, even if you travel a far distance, unless you're going, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael or similar places like that, far away, then it's all considered to be derech kroiv, and you would not have to do the bedikah beforehand. Sifkon chav beiz, uchshagia pesach yivatlenu. The Ramah adds, when Pesach comes, you mavatl it. Perush kishaloi ba lebeisoi kaidim ha-pesach. When you do not come to your house before Pesach. So you should mavatl it. Sarach livdoik, sifkon chav gimel, what's the case? Avalim daita lachzor b'soich ha-pesach, says the Mechaber, if your intention is to come back on Pesach, b'soich ha-pesach, sarach livdoik, afilim rashon, you have to do bedika even from rashon. Dichshe yovai b'pesach, la b'shuse kaimol d'levatle, because when you come back on Pesach, it's not considered to be in your possession, in your rishos to mevatlet. Vayver al bal yiro bal yimotze, you will transgress on bal yiro bal yimotze, you cannot see, and you cannot find the chametz in your possession. V'da, the Ladei Zu, according to this opinion, Hu Hadin, Ha'oisa Beisei Oitzer, same halach would apply if a person makes his house a storage room. The Ladei Rishayna Tolei Chavis Abedika, Bim Daita Lefanoisoi Koidim HaPesach. That according to the first opinion in Sif Aleph, it depends whether or not you have to do that Abedika. This Chavis Abedika is in Bidaita Lefanoisoi Koidim HaPesach. If you want to maybe remove the wood, an example we gave from before Pesach. According to this opinion, you'd only have to do the bedikah if your intention is to clean out the storage room on Pesach. So another difference between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Ulindina Halacha Lamaisa says the Mishnah Pasku Harbi Achreinim Diyesh Lahachmir Kedei Rishoina. We should be machmir like the first opinion that we should do the bedikah beforehand. Before we leave, in the time of you're pressed for time, the bus is leaving, the carpool is leaving, and you don't have time to do it. You could rely on the second opinion, which is more lenient, and you don't have to go back and do the bedikah if your intention is not to come back on Pesach. Let's just finish the next couple of sifkotans here. Sifkon chavdalid. Vim shachach v'loy badak. What happens if you forgot and you did not do bedika? Dim badak hayat sarach levatel. Gam kein b'shas ha-bedika. Because if you did do bedika, do the bitul as well. K'may shekasavnu v'reish ha-simen, as it says in the reish ha-simen. Sifkon chafei v'loy yivarech. Don't make the bracha, though, at this time. The kevin the ikar bitul b'leiv, because since the main nullification process is in the heart, even if you're thinking about it in your heart, that's enough. Therefore, there's a klal in avarchim al dvarim shebelev. We do not make a bracha on things which are in our heart. Thank you very much.